Hello and welcome to our series of Lenten Reflections. This year we're focusing on movie stories and how they can illustrate the Gospels. I'm James Abbott of the Catholic Communications Network and I'm joined by Father Peter Malone, a film expert and former president of CIGNIS, the World Catholic Association for Communication. Third week of Lent, Wednesday. We're looking at Hotel Rwanda.
Yes, we're going to Rwanda. It was the subject of quite a number of films in around 2004, somewhere in April by Raoul Peck, which I certainly would recommend. It gives quite an overview of the genocide and the 10 years following. And then there was Shooting Dogs, which was set in the first week of the genocide and with a very sympathetic priest in a school trying to deal with the people who are suddenly being mown down and attacked with machetes. This one is a more focused story. It's about the manager of the Mille Collines Hill in Kigali and the fact then that he was married to a Tutsi, although he was a Hutu, and what he was to do with the guests in the hotel and how the United Nations was actually handling the situation.
My name is Paul Rusesabagina. I am the house manager of the most luxurious hotel in the capital of Rwanda, a place that my family and I happily called our home until the day everything changed.
Daddy, there are soldiers on the street.
They're killing everyone. It's a massacre.
The reason for choosing it for today's gospel is we're back to the Sermon on the Mount. And it's Jesus talking about the law and the prophets and saying that the fulfillment of the law is the most important thing, and anybody who doesn't will be considered, as Jesus says, the least in the kingdom of heaven. But I think that Paul, the hero of Hotel Rwanda, played very well by Don Cheadle, is actually fulfilling the last line of the gospel today. It's whoever keeps the law and teaches the law will be considered great in the kingdom of heaven. And I think we need some images of what we might call secular saints, people who do heroic things, and in this context of the genocide in Rwanda and his bewilderment in his own personal life with the safety of his wife, as well as responsibility for all the people in the hotel and trying to deal with the United Nations. I think it's a rather dramatic illustration of a man of integrity.